After years on the sidelines, Switzerland finally joined the United Nations on September the 10th, 2002. To mark its 10th anniversary, the Swiss authorities and the UN Geneva have put together a pact programme. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon and Swiss Foreign Minister Didier Burkhalter will be taking part in an official ceremony and dinner on Monday. Both are also involved in a debate at Geneva University on the theme of the UN and Switzerland in a changing world. The following day, Ban Ki-moon will travel to Bern to meet parliamentarians and give another speech. Amid the heavy protocol, officials are keen to stress that the Swiss public has not been forgotten. For only the third time in 11 years, an open day has been organised at the UN's European headquarters in Geneva. Over 40,000 international diplomats and civil servants are based in Geneva. Of these, around 8,500 work for the UN family, the largest concentration of UN personnel in the world. UN and Swiss officials are keen to demystify the work of the UN and that of other Geneva-based organisations, and especially dispel the idea that their well-paid staff live in a bubble.
We are trying, more or less constantly, to explain that work to the best of our ability to the people around us, in particular the communities in which we live and work.
On September the 15th, the general public will get a chance to visit one of the historic buildings on the sprawling 80-year-old Palais des Nations complex. Being a Saturday, no one will be at their desks, but visitors will still have the chance to learn about UN work and history. They can also take part in a cultural festival organised by the diplomatic missions, or simply enjoy the 46-hectare Ariana Park with its stunning views of Lake Geneva and Mont Blanc, usually reserved for UN staff, peacocks, sheep and bees. The well-guarded complex is not totally closed to the general public the rest of the year. Some 100,000 people, mainly tourists, take a guided tour every year of the Labyrinthine Palais, but very few of them are from Geneva or the rest of Switzerland. Some observers say the international community and locals are indifferent, or even willfully ignorant of each other. My recent street survey threw up a range of viewpoints.
I haven't got the faintest idea what the UN is actually for. It wouldn't bother me if it didn't exist at all.
Without Geneva International, this would be a small provincial town of not great interest.
In my opinion, there is quite a bit of indifference. Only a certain part of the population who work there are interested, the banks or the international organizations. Otherwise, regarding Geneva's international importance, I think a lot of people don't know much at all.
Here's Antje Widden-Gelper, Chancellor at the Geneva Cantonal Government.
I think Genevans are very proud of the International Geneva, so at least I don't think they are indifferent to that. But I think we have to continue to explain that it's also useful for them. I mean, Geneva wouldn't be the city it's today if there wasn't the International Geneva. We wouldn't have an airport, international airport. We wouldn't have an opera in Geneva if we didn't have that. And we wouldn't have the big companies having their headquarters or European headquarters in Geneva.
Alexandre Fazel, the Swiss ambassador to the UN, felt parliamentarians from the capital Bern generally had a good idea what International Geneva was all about.
There is a strong understanding that International Geneva is international Switzerland, as it were. It is our quality as a host nation for the world. It is our ambition to offer the international community a centre of global governance, a premier centre of global governance.
But he felt the open day was timely.
It is certainly important to have a closer relationship between the local population and the internationals here in Geneva. Those are two communities who live in parallel.
Officials agree they should have more frequent open day events in the future, but there are major logistical and security constraints.
Generally, we are an organization that, by virtue of bitter experience and difficult experience, is very conscious of security, especially in the last 10 years. And it is an absolute constraint on everything that we do. And we have to manage almost constantly the safety of our staff and our installations with our program objectives and the work that we do.
Antje Widden-Gelper was confident they could overcome the constraints, however.
It's really a security issue which makes it more difficult. So it's much more complicated, costs more today to organise that. But it's very important. I think one a year would be good, maybe one of the United Nations and one of another organisation. So it's really a goal.